I'm joined on the phone right now by David Kubiak. He is former executive director of 911truth.org. He's also the co-organizer of an upcoming media strategy summit here in Santa Cruz and a Project Censored award-winning journalist. And he's joining us to talk about this upcoming media strategy summit that's coming up this weekend, January 25th through the 27th. Hello, David.
Hello.
Thanks for taking the time to be with me today.
Pleasure. Any chance to be on Freak Radio?
Have you ever been on a pirate radio station before?
No. We actually used to run one in Kyoto, Japan for a few weeks until the cops came. But this is the first one I've been on, one with any longevity.
Well, maybe I'll have to have you back sometime to talk about that pirate radio station experience you have. But today we're talking about this upcoming Santa Cruz Media Strategy Summit. Maybe we can start off, if you can just give us an overview of what's planned, what kind of activities, who's going to be coming. Is this like a, you know, how big is this thing, basically?
It is relatively small. We're just having a couple of hundred people. We're asking people involved in the media and nobody else, really. I mean, we're defining the media involvement pretty broadly. Anybody that passionately writes letters to the editor on Sunday is qualified in that sense, but it's people who are really upset about the world today and the corporate takeover of our country and our politics and how we can essentially fight that as a media community. And since the corporate media community is all part and parcel of this corporate coup d'etat, as we're calling it, and as I think it pretty accurately can be portrayed. And the weekend is essentially trying to develop three different accomplishments. One is to get to discover a couple of what they call in journalism master narratives, the backstories that provide context for all the other things that are reported. And figuring out how you can tell the American public about that, essentially, that they are no longer the sovereign people in their country anymore, and it's now being run by corporations for corporations, and we have to essentially wrest the country back from them. And we're not wasting time, but we're rather inefficiently spending time by focusing on 100 different symptoms of this takeover rather than focusing on the source of it, which is undue corporate power and the extraordinary wealth and legions of lawyers and constitutional rights that they have taken upon themselves in the last 30 to 40 years. And so one thing is to try to get the message out about that, and how do we do that without scaring people? How do we empower them with that message?
Mm-hmm. So this is a strategy. This is more of bringing together folks who are in the media or scholars or activists, et cetera, to discuss, well, to brainstorm. It's a strategy session. It's not necessarily simply a get-together to talk about how terrible the media situation is. Is that kind of an accurate?
Yeah. I mean, the media reform conferences that they're having around the country that are pulling thousands of people, that's what they end up doing mostly. They congratulate themselves for the growth of independent media, which is wonderful. But then they basically tell people that the main action venue is to lobby their congresspeople to take power away from the FCC or change the structure of corporate media. And that's all a wonderful long-term goal, but we actually have enough resources now on the ground in the independent media around the country that if we can link them together powerfully and hopefully synergistically, that we can actually form a secondary nervous system in the country that would earn the trust of the citizens pretty quickly. So that's one of the other goals of the conference, is to see how all the extraordinary growth of independent media around the country can actually be linked together so it can function and convey hard news and hard analysis and become a trusted source of real news for the American public.
And this upcoming Media Strategy Summit is sponsored by three organizations, 911truth.org, Be the Media, and Project Censored. How much of a role are they going to be playing? For example, 911 Truth, is this going to be in any way you know, a discussion of what happened on 9/11. You know,
no, I mean, if people, we're there because we believe 9/11 is one of the great censored stories of our age, and but the problem again, trying to go deeper, it's not about they don't report on accurately on 9/11, or they don't report accurately on corruption in Iraq, or they don't report accurately on election fraud. The problem is that they don't report accurately on anything that really affects the power structure in the country. So it's not about individual issues. People involved are working because they're concerned that the issues that they think are important are not being put out to the public. But it's not about the reform of the system. It's how do we create a system on our own that actually will put out the news that we feel is important. So people wanting to come and listen to stories about 9/11, this is not really their conference. It's a conference for people who want to create a new nervous system and put out the most powerful messages they can to the American public with it.
So what would, in your view, would be, you know, the best thing that could come out of this that you and others could accomplish at this summit?
Well, I think we could come out with a fairly powerful consensus about the way to couch stories from now on. So you're not talking, if you're talking about, you know, toxic waste or genetically modified food or nuclear power or any of these other things that so many hundreds, if not thousands, of single issue groups have grown up around, that they can see that all of those are linked to this corporate takeover. And if we don't start devoting some attention to that, then these symptoms are going to be very hard to remedy, if it's possible at all, and they're going to keep proliferating. So I think framing the whole issue again in terms of this particular phenomenon that's gone on in America and many, many other countries around the world is going to be a very powerful outcome from it. And also, I think we will come up with some structural and technological ways to link a lot of very small media outfits in towns and cities all across America together more powerfully so that they are functioning as a media system and media unit. And we're also going to be putting together a prototype news source that puts up news from around the country that is not based on corporate media. I mean, Common Dreams and Truth Out and all those places have done great work, but they're still sourcing about 80% of their stuff to the Washington Post and the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune and places that have already disgraced themselves pretty badly in terms of putting out what we really need to know.
So are you basically saying that instead of a bunch of single-issue causes, that people need to tackle the issue of the media, and then if we could crack that, then we wouldn't be struggling around all of these single-issue causes? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, yeah, but it's not so much just around the media is only a means to an end. The what we have to come to grips with is the fact that corporations, the way they're structured now and the way they're being run, not currently run our government, our politics. You know, they and their coin-operated legislators and lobbyists and other more secretive agents are now currently in control of what is supposed to be a democracy, and the sovereign people have fallen out of the loop on that. So what we have to do is when we're talking about any particular single issue, we have to look a little deeper and see what kind of reforms we could make in terms of how corporations function and exert their power in the country that would, you know, alleviate, if not solve, I mean, probably 80% of the problems we're facing on the ground today.
What would you say, you know, if somebody heard about this and kind of was skeptical that, you know, well, this is only a few hundred people in Santa Cruz, a small, you know, relatively small place, and what kind of real potential does this have? This is just another group of people getting together and basically talking to each other about how screwed up everything is and how is it going to make any difference? I mean, there's a lot of people who are really burned out, you know, and are just kind of throwing up their hands and, you know, don't really even want to be involved anymore because it just seems so completely pointless. So what would you say to them if they were someone, as you mentioned at the beginning, who, you know, previously wrote letters to the editor, or someone like me who does this tiny little show on this tiny little station? Why should, you know, someone go to this? Because why should they spend their weekend doing this instead of, you know, climbing a mountain or something?
For one thing, there are going to be a lot of brilliant minds there, and a lot of people. Well, I don't want to actually just speak out the celebrities. I mean, we do have important people coming, like Ray McGovern, the head of the CIA whistleblower, who's done such an incredible job, and Cynthia McKinney and Cindy Sheehan, and, you know, Elizabeth De La Vega, who the former federal prosecutor who just wrote that incredible draft for the impeachment of Bush and Cheney. I mean, the people that are actually doing things, and Brad Friedman from Brad's blog, who's been carrying through this whole thing about the voter fraud and things going on in New Hampshire and all around the country. I mean, I could go on. There's a long, if you people go to the website, it's truthemergency.us, and they can see there the participants list of the kind of quality of people that are coming. But they're not coming to make speeches. They're coming to brainstorm and think this through together. And it's going to be, in that sense, a very new kind of conference. It's not people pontificating, other people listening and nodding. It's a lot of people interacting furiously and hopefully very creatively. So people, I think, who have burned out, and I certainly understand the sentiment, that here is a group of people that just with their own networks of influence and their own writing and their own production of DVDs and movies and websites and blogs and things like that have an extraordinary constituency in the country. And there's also networks of other groups that are coming together that have tens of thousands of members. And it's not, for one thing, we figured out that a lot of these conferences do end up preaching to the choir. But then we suddenly realized, well, the choir is big enough to actually mobilize now and make some significant changes in the way the country is run. And that's what we're focusing on. And we're taking, I mean, essentially this is a brainstorming meeting for the big media reform conference in Minneapolis in June, which will have about 4,000 people there involved in media. And so the things that come out of that here will be presented and amplified in that. And we believe it's could change, actually, within a year, the way the independent media views itself, the way it functions, and the way Americans get their news.
So mainly this is going to be a lot of discussion sessions among folks involved in independent media and, you know, the whistleblowers and others?
Yeah. We're going to have three tracks of, like, breakout sessions that will, one of them will be on the narrative thing. I mean, how do we tell the stories? What are the most powerful stories they tell that reveal the most truth and give people the most hope and show them how much power they really have? And so there'll be a lot of talk in there about framing and writing and messaging and things like that. There's another breakout that has to do with investigative reporting. And we have some incredible investigative reporters there and talking to them about the current collapse of investigative reporting in America and how we can bring some strength back to it, both in distribution and in also in support for the people who are doing it, and the creation of this new news site. And also we'll have whistleblowers there like Colleen Rowley, who was the Time Woman of the Year several years ago for her whistleblowing on the 9/11 issue when she was in the FBI. And how they can be best protected and utilized or, you know, gratefully exploited by this community so that we can start, you know, taking so much of our hidden history and putting it out in public and so people know what they're really facing. I think people burn out because when you focus on a single issue, it only being a symptom, you can't really cure the major problem behind it. And you may stop a refinery or a waste dump or something in your own backyard, but it just shifts to another area. And sometimes you don't even win on the local fights that you do put on, because the company can always wait you out, and after one round of activism, they just come back again. It's like when Walmart comes into these small towns.
Are you saying people shouldn't fight those battles?
No, I said they should fight them, but they should see where the real power source is. And if they're going to get involved on that, I mean, there's a couple of types of activism. One is the NIMBY, the not-in-my-backyard activist, who gets upset because something's happening that directly affects their lives. But we're more dependent, you know, our future as a nation is more dependent upon the second kind of activist, who is somehow genetically predisposed to, they read about things in the newspaper, terrible things happening to people they've never met, or in countries or in environmental areas that they've never visited. But somehow they feel a pain, you know, they feel they have to do something. And those are the people we're counting on, because we think that there really is a immune system in the body politic. And a lot of, I mean, if you've ever been involved in activism, you know you show up at places and you find a lot of people who don't really know why they're there, except they feel they just have to do something. And when problems usually occur in the neighborhood or in the geopolitical scene, sane people sort of look the other way or run the other way, because to approach those problems can be somewhat perilous for you personally or professionally or whatever. But the people who can't help themselves, those are the people we're really after. And we think that, like, there's probably 5 or 10% of them in the population. And we want to show them that if they open their eyes a little bit wider and look a little bit deeper, that they can see more sources of power in terms of how we can turn this around than if they're just fighting one particular battle with lawyers and petitions and all the traditional tools that haven't worked so well many times.
So what is that one battle that you think is going to turn things around?
I think it's when Americans wake up to the fact that the democratic shell of America is essentially inhabited by corporate agents, shall we say. Whether they're the politicians that are...
You don't think Americans know that already?
They know that, but there's some disconnect, because when you think that the corporation's actually the most powerful force in the world today, not just in America, but around the globe, and you cannot go to a single university in America and study about corporations and what they do to the planet and what their effects are on society. And
no, but you can study, you know, in some program they've funded about how to get more oil out of the ground or something.
Yeah, and you can study in 1,000 universities about how to get into them and devote your life to them.
Into corporations?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's no end to the amount of information on how to get incorporated one way or another. But there is, in terms of what they're doing as a class of beings, I believe. I mean, that's another conversation. But if you study something called living systems theory, you can make an excellent case that they are super organisms, each one of them, functioning somewhat along the lines of like a anthill or a termite hill. And in the combination of their activities, you have an enormous amount of talent, you have enormous amount of financial energy, and it is all entirely devoted to growth, blind growth, and it doesn't care where or how that happens.
Okay, so the idea, I'm sorry, I only have a couple minutes left,
okay.
And I'm sorry to cut you off, but so the idea that you're presenting is that somehow through independent media that you say already has enough resources to be getting this information out, that we get this out to the American public, who then revolts en masse against corporate domination and all these single issues, you know, we've gone a long way towards solving those issues. Is that correct?
Yeah,
what
I mean,
saying?
The single issues are, if you brought this to a court case, all the single issues would be exhibits for the prosecution. But the actual power center that has to be dealt with is how corporations are organized and how they're managed and the power they've assumed within the system. And all of that still comes under state constitutions and under federal jurisdiction. So if we were actually focused on that, we could change the way corporations function. And we could even change their structure, and we could change our access to their books and their, you know, I mean, right now they can claim all of, you know, the Bill of Rights protections, so that we can't go in and see what they're doing. So So there are many. The whole corporation thing is a long conversation.
And
by
you
itself.
Think that we have enough resources and enough folks involved in independent alternative media in this country that if we weren't off fighting all these individual single issue causes and got together on that we could turn things around? Is that kind of what?
That's exactly.
Saying? So what? I'm a little skeptical of that because I know that a lot of folks in independent media don't have near. The funds, for example, they may have the will and the energy and the commitment and everything, but don't have near the funds that these huge media outlets that are huge corporations themselves. How the hell could we compete with that? I'm a little burned out. You can probably tell.
You're competing for people looking for news. You're not competing for people looking for entertainment or even infotainment.
Uh-huh.
And they don't have many places to go. I mean, they usually have a couple of places on the web they trust, and they go scooting around. But there's the local independent media people, I mean, besides knowing about what's going on in their communities, they don't have any regular feeds that, tell them the type of news that, they can report on, take off like a newswire. For example, whether it's a video newswire, an audio newswire, or a normal print thing, that they can essentially access so that all of these messages can go national very quickly. I mean, most of the small groups aren't linked up together at all right now.
And that's one of the goals of this Santa Cruz Media Strategy Summit. Can you just wrap up by telling us again the website to check out and the purpose?
Okay, truthemergency.us. We've made it extremely cheap so that activists can participate freely. It's $50 for the whole weekend or $30 for students. There's workshops on Friday afternoon for people just getting into independent media about investigative reporting and about the new media technologies. And it rolls on from there. We have entertainment, but mostly we have a long working days, and we just expect, we hope people concerned about these issues will both come and bring their smartest friends.
And if someone is low income and simply can't come up with even $30, what do they have any option?
Well, they could sign up as volunteers.
Okay.
They show up Friday.
What time would they show up?
Well, if they're going to, hopefully they would come in by say 1 o'clock.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much, David, for taking the time to be with us and talk to us about this. And hopefully we'll see you this weekend.
Okay, thanks a lot. Look forward to it.
Take care. Again, that was David Kubiak. He is a Project Censored award-winning journalist, co-organizer of the upcoming Santa Cruz Media Strategy Summit, and former executive director of 911truth.org, which is one of the organizations sponsoring this. The others are Project Censored and Be the Media. You can check out the website at truthemergency.us.